Welcome to She Wakes Up, your remedy to healing, resilience, connection, and overall well-being to help you build self-confidence and practice self-compassion. I'm Stacey Failing, and I understand the dark and the light that can come from trauma because I have endured the transformation. And that's why I created this space, one that is open, honest, and real. A place that is centered around empowerment so that you can foster love and worthiness with yourself and also be surrounded by a supportive community of women who get what you're going through. Because even though it may feel like it at times, you are not alone. Healing trauma is a lifelong journey, and through it all, I am here because it is my passion to help you navigate the stress and anxiety of it all so that you can find peace, purpose, and a deeper connection with yourself. You will be amazed at how quickly your life progresses once you start the process. So come be a part of this growth and shared conversation right here, where progress becomes a collective journey of true awakening.
Hey, what's up? Welcome back. Happy Friday. Actually, today is Monday when I'm recording this, and I took today off because yesterday was Easter, which, by the way, happy belated Easter to you and your family. But it's just nice to have that little extra day after we had our parents over and I did dinner and stuff like that. So it's nice. The kids went back to school to just have a day to chill. So I am also really excited because I just got off of my Worthy workshop. So I hosted a free workshop called Worthy AF today. And if you weren't on the call, it was absolutely fire. It just lit me up to be there, to offer, to share. And that's really what it's about. It's like helping other women really see the worthiness inside of them. All the things that we're trying to go after, it's like we have everything that we already need, but we're constantly looking for in other places. And so this workshop really dug into that, and the conversations and the connections that we had in there were phenomenal. And to just see those light bulbs going off during the call is just, I love it. I absolutely love it. And I can't wait to recreate that space again for a future workshop. But if you weren't there and you missed it and you want to catch the replay, I will put the link in the show notes for you. There's also a workbook that you can follow along with if you want to, but just jump in and feel the vibe because it has left me feeling so good. So, so good. So I wanted to share that with you before we jumped into today's episode, which I want to talk about personality tests. Like the Enneagram, Human Design, Myers-Briggs. I recently took one for work called Clifton Strengths, which I didn't hear about before until it was brought up to me at work, but it's great for the workplace in helping you understand, or even an entrepreneur, like if you have a team of people that work with you, to really get to know the strengths. So it helps you to delegate. It helps you understand like why somebody is such a task-oriented person, kind of spare the details. I just want to know what I need to do so I can get it done. And it was really interesting because the results are so unique and there is a really low chance of anybody having the exact results as you, where I feel like the Enneagram and Human Design, while like the gates and stuff are different in Human Design, it's a generalization, you know, like you're a manifesting generator, you're an Enneagram 8 or 3 or, you know, that kind of thing. So you have this umbrella generalization of the personality types, which pretty much describes you as a whole, right? And I remember when I had my Human Design reading, because I love Human Design, I could never really wrap my head around the advancement of it. So I went down the rabbit hole when I first figured it out and was trying to learn all the things. And then I'm like, oh my God, this is so involved. And I love astrology too. So it tied into that, which I really liked, but it was just so much. It was over my head. And I was like, I was working on my business at the time. So I'm like, I need to reach out to somebody that knows this stuff inside and out so that I can better understand myself. And when I had my reading done, it was just like this, oh my gosh, of course, like that is so me. Well, she said that one of my traits was that I feel as if I always have to give, like I'm always worried that there isn't enough or that I'm not giving enough. And I thought about all the times that I entertain. And like yesterday, we had our parents over for dinner. And anytime I make food for a group of people or we have people over, it's like I overbuy and I overmake because I never want anybody to feel like they have to go without or they can't have seconds or thirds or whatever. And so we always end up with these massive amounts of leftovers and like extra paper cups and napkins and things like that at birthday parties. But they get used, you know, and I'm happy to send leftovers home with everybody, but we're eating off of them ourselves for days. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that is so me. That explains so much. So I love them because it really does help you understand yourself more. What I don't really like, and I never thought I would say this because like I said, every time there's a personality test, I'm like, yep, sign me up. I want to know about myself. Is really after doing this work and then getting off of my workshop, the connectedness of the personality tests and figuring out who you are is like, they are just a reiteration of what you already know about yourself. It's just that the personality test kind of takes the time and the awareness away from you into this quote unquote result that then explains who you are. So it's like a shortcut to knowing who we are. It's a shortcut to learning about ourselves. And while it can be very eye-opening and supportive in our growth and like helping us navigate, you know, like the love languages and how to communicate effectively with our partner and all of those things are great tools. And I like to look at them more like that. Like they are tools. They are things that we can use to explore ourselves in greater detail, can give us more of an overview of like the areas that are really strong in and the areas that maybe, you know, we would be better off delegating or, you know, things like that. So I just, for a while, I felt so reliant on some of these results, you know, like, oh, well, you know, I'm an Enneagram 8, so that's why I'm acting this way. Or, you know, it's like people throwing out their zodiac sign, like I'm a Sagittarius, so, you know, this is my excuse, basically. And not saying that because it is very true. Like there are specific characteristics and ways that we do things that fit the mold. But really, the work that needs to be done to uncover those things, like for us to really, really understand and how these tools can support us, is that we know who we are to begin with. Like we have to do the sitting with ourselves. We talked about discomfort a lot in the workshop and holding space for that and allowing ourselves to just digest the discomfort that comes when we are trying to make a change or trying to work towards something. And so the tools in these personality tests can help us to know like how and when we should make decisions, you know, what are we better fit for, but also knowing that they aren't this guidebook to who you are. Right? This isn't Stacy's blueprint. Sure, it gives you a good insight to a lot of the different areas of who you are. But the real work in trying to figure out your blueprint is sitting with yourself. And we talked about in the workshop how, you know, we don't carve out any time. And that at the end of the day, we only regret the things that we didn't do. We never really look at the things that we've accomplished. We look at the things we didn't do. Like, for example, yesterday, I've been really mindful and being present and, you know, just trying to embrace the here and now. But yet I was entertaining. And before everybody got here, I was cleaning and cooking and doing all the things. We had the Easter egg hunt. And then, you know, I was trying to do entertaining and cleaning. And, you know, we did dessert and all the things. And then when I was reflecting on the day, as I was laying in bed last night, I was just thinking, oh, I should have spent more time having conversation. I was so worried about the doing that I wasn't allowing myself to be in the being. And that just shows you that what we don't do is what we often regret, the things that we always think about. And so carving out that time is, again, things that we don't do. And it's so important when we are on this journey of figuring out who we are, why we do the things that we do, what our own desires and beliefs are. Here's the thing, like we don't sit long enough with ourselves to really know that our beliefs and perspectives and our desires Are they even ours, or are they the beliefs and desires of the people around us, or the lifestyle that we live in, or the way that we grew up? We just never take that time that we need to just sit in our thoughts, in our emotions, and really try to understand who we are and why we do the things that we do. Because yeah, it might be part of our personality, but our personality is derived from, you know, our genetics and our environment. And so if we are living by somebody else's standards, or we're doing things that don't really feel good, but we feel like we have to do them because this is what we know and this is our comfort zone, rather than allowing ourselves to sit in the discomfort for a little while and figuring out that, wow, yeah, the reason that I do this is because, like, this is how I've always known it. Like, this is how my mom used to do it. So it just makes sense that I would do it this way. But really, I want to try it this way. And then when you sit in that, it gets really uncomfortable for a minute, because you're like really testing the waters whether or not you want to veer from the thing that you've always done and how you've always done it. But then once you do, because it's aligned with you, because it's what feels good for you, all of a sudden you're like, wow, yeah, this is me. This is what I like. But I've been doing it this way all my life because that's what I thought I was supposed to do. Right? And we can look at it with so many different areas of our life, and why we do the things we do may not come from who we are. And so when we can stop and really understand that, like, that is its own personality test in and of itself, right? So that's why I say that these personality tests are really just tools, is because when you look at them, you get your results, you already know. Like, a lot of the things that you read and your results aren't a surprise to you. It's just confirmation of what you already know. But a lot of times, those aren't the things that we're doing. And so the personality tests kind of bring that awareness, that if we could just sit with that awareness by ourselves, we wouldn't have to rely on the tools to be the guide. Like, we are our own guide. We already have that knowing. We understand ourselves. We know ourselves. We just don't take time to get to know ourselves like we get to know everybody else. We know everybody else's beliefs and preferences and favorite things, but we don't really know our own. We just adapt and we take what works and what doesn't, whether it's ours or not. And then when we see the results on these personality tests and we go, oh my gosh, that's exactly me. But like, how many of you feel resistance around a lot of those areas? Because those aren't things that you're actually practicing in your day to day. It makes sense, because that's who you feel you are. Because like I said, you know deep down. But on the surface, we just go through life. We oftentimes are worried about everybody else. And so taking that time for yourself, you know, like I said, we all have a choice. We have a choice on what we do with our time. And I know when I say 2 hours a week seems like a lot for those of you that have busy schedules, I get it. I'm right there with you. But it doesn't have to be a 2 hour time block. It can be little chunks of time throughout the week that you set aside to just sit with yourself, to really think about the things that are your favorites, the things that feel good to you, what emotions you're feeling. And because emotions are fleeting and they're usually tied to something that's going on in our life, but we typically act off of our emotions. But if we can just sit in that emotion for a minute and digest it and understand where it's coming from, a lot of times our reaction is a better fit for the situation than maybe what it would have been had we had just reacted and not actually sat with it. So there's so much like deepness. And this is why I encourage you to go and sign up to get the replay of the workshop, because the things that I'm sharing with you in this episode are really basic, fundamental things that we cover in detail in the workshop. So if you're a personality guru and you love the tests and you know what your Enneagram and your human design is, and you really want to dig into, you love learning about yourself, really, truly, the workshop will help you dig into yourself in a way that maybe you've never tried. And it's the most organic way because it's sitting with yourself. And it's really a beautiful process. So with that, I'm actually going to stop the episode right here, because I want to leave you with some space and time to really ruminate with what I shared and sit down for a minute with yourself and really think, are your beliefs and your desires and the way that you see things and the way that you do things, are you going about it for you? Or are these just the ways that are comfortable, that you know, that you've adopted from other people? And really just sit with that for a while. And I encourage you to check out the replay, print out the workbook. If you want to dive into the nitty-gritty, this is the thing. This is like all the tips and tricks and secrets that it really, what it really takes to get to know you and get to figuring the things out that maybe are holding you stuck, whether that's a habit or, you know, somebody that you need to forgive or finding a group of people that really support you or making a big change in your life. Like these are the things that you are going to want to know. So check that out. Also, really quick, I am just now opening back up one-on-one coaching in April. I already have a few people from the workshop that have booked breakthrough calls. I'll put the link in the show notes for you for that as well. There's absolutely no commitment. It's just us having a conversation to see how coaching could fit your needs and what we could really dig into in the time that we have together. So, like I said, I only hold a couple of spaces for that each session because it's so involved. Like the one-on-one coaching is where you get the best of me. I really pour into you. We really make huge shifts and that transformation by the end of our time together. So I like to sit with you for this first 30 minutes to really get to know what it is that you're looking for so that we can tailor coaching specific to you. So only a couple of spots left for that. But if you're interested and you have other questions, you can always just shoot me a message, Stacy, S-T-A-C-Y at shewakesup.com, or feel free to DM me at shewakesup on Instagram. I would be happy to connect with you. I look forward to hearing from you. And if you do happen to hop into the workshop, send me a message. Let me know what you think. If you have any breakthroughs through that and you want to share on my Instagram, you can always tag me. I love hearing from you. You are really what makes this all possible. And so I thank you. I really appreciate you showing up and I can't wait to hear from you soon. Thank you.